T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have regular eye appointments, regular eye checkups. As I do my, I just had my physical. Everything's good.
Good.
No, good. Good.
All the values are good. Everything's good. I'm good.
The values.
Yeah, you know, blood work. Oh. You know, okay. All that stuff. They didn't do a urinalysis this time. It was kind of weird.
You disappointed?
No, but I don't know what they're looking for.
You came in ready.
So, yeah, right. Yeah. Just leave your underwear over here, sir. What? You will not believe this when I tell you this story. It's just almost this woman in England, and this was just released in the British Medical Journal, which should remind everybody to get regular eye appointments. This woman, she was going to have cataract surgery back in November. She had told doctors she had really dry eyes. So the surgeon that was going to be doing this procedure.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Do you? I don't think you do.
Maybe.
No.
There's no way I could come up with it.
No, there's no way any of you could come up with it. All right, go ahead. What do you think it is?
I was thinking maybe she had contacts and one of them, like she didn't take it out and it seared to her eye or something.
Courtney goes to the bonus round.
Oh.
But wait, there's more. Okay. It's not just that. Okay. It wasn't just one contact. Or two.
Oh, no, she kept putting them on top of each other.
Or four, or five, or 10, or 20, or 25, or 26. There were 27 contact lenses stuck in her eye socket.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
67 years old.
Did somebody teach her? That
I don't know.
And it was at one eye?
One eye.
27 in one eye. That's
how do you
weird.
Keep putting them in?
And how does that? I mean,
your eye must be bulging out like right. You know, some kind of.
Really? If you stack 27 on top of each other, that would be a good.
It's a stack.
Yeah. Bump there.
I mean, but
no, they went
but
back.
Maybe they went, you know, back over her. You know,
how is that? You know, you get a piece of grain, like a little salt grain, in your eye, and you're like, where is that boulder? I mean, you know,
how is it possible for 27 contact lenses to be stuck somewhere in her eye? Doctor couldn't believe it. Could not believe
it. How did they get it out?
I don't know. They removed them all. And she says, hey, I feel a lot better. Really?
I do a urinalysis on her and a whole lot of other tests.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Something's not right.
Wow. 7:31. This is Lady Gaga with The Cure on Y98.
It's my house.
Flo Rida. 7:38, Phillips Company Morning Show. So whenever I wanted to impress a date, I would bring them back to the apartment. Now, our apartment, at the time I had a roommate, our apartment had a Gen Air.
Oh, grill.
Grill.
We had one of those in back
the kitchen.
In the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd make steaks indoors. It was great. That's where I'd take the Corelware and throw it on the floor like, you know. How impressive is this? This doesn't break. And then it shattered.
Oh, that's right.
Because I actually threw, I called Jenny. She came into the kitchen and I threw the plate at her feet, you know, just kind of like, ha ha. It went into a gazillion shards. About 1,400 of them were in her legs, you know. So that whole evening was picking that stuff out of her.
Yeah, there were no more dates after
pantyhose.
That.
All right, so what happens when you bring somebody home, when you bring a woman home for the first date or the 50th, whenever your date comes to your place?
Is this only bringing women to a man's place, or could it be?
I think it's mostly women bringing. Men bringing women back to their place.
Okay.
What women notice about the fine layer of scum we have in our living conditions.
Okay.
Because I've always been not a clean freak, but I've always kept a pretty clean place. But I don't know what they're looking at. Here you go.
I would look in the tub for sure.
Here's what your dates are. Well, that's part of it. All right.
Pull back the shower curtain.
Yeah.
First of all, the smells. Does it smell?
Yeah, smell is the first thing in guys anybody's apartment. Place.
But guys' apartments have a certain smell to them.
Especially younger guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pheromone mixed with BO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which may be pheromone. I don't know. Laundry, dust, dishes is the bed maid.
Yeah.
Is the bed maid. Women seem to like a guy who has his bed made. Now, if you knew you were going to be bringing somebody home, wouldn't you make the bed?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd like a guy that had his bed made. I might think he's real. We may not be a good match.
Really?
I feel like lots of excessive throw pillows, too.
Okay, what? Throw pillow. I get that.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been on a date in so long.
What about in the sink if there was like whisker shavings and, you know,
I don't know.
Okay,
Shaving his beard in the kitchen sink?
No, it's in the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I could look past that.
I feel like I did look past a lot of this stuff.
If you really like them.
That was the thing. I think I got to know my husband before I went to his place. And his place was gross. Gross.
But you loved him.
And I still do. But here's the thing, girls. If this is the way he is, when you get together, you don't want to be his second mom. Like, it's because it takes a long time to break him in. And get him to clean up all this stuff.
What if his place is his mom's
basement? Well, it's clean.
Maybe not.
Then you know what you're getting into.
Right. Hand soap instead of bar, I guess, is another thing, you know, in the bathrooms.
It's so easy, too.
Yeah, hand soap is good. And good hand soap. Oh,
That's an impressive thing.
I love good hand soap. Kim goes, what difference does it make? She didn't say it like that.
She really sounds like Taylor.
Yeah, really. What difference does it make? Your hand soaps.
I feel like that's a new business. Like a guy having trouble finding a girl, you come in and you whip his place into shape, and I think he instantly becomes more attractive to women.
Maybe. Because Courtney, you know, I mean, she's got some different emotions.
Things. Yeah, little things, like over the top, though. I'd be like, oh. This guy's going to be it. We're going to have some issues.
What's up on the wall? You know, like they say, movie posters not in frames, or, you know, like a TV stand, kind of a makeshift TV stand furniture that's.
Because that kind of furniture is pretty easy to buy now. Not expensive furniture. You can still
make. Sure.
You know, we didn't have as many places to go.
Right. Our dorms didn't look nicer than some people's houses.
Yeah.
I think that. I don't know. My stuff looked the same way. I had makeshift TVs. I don't even think I owned a TV back then. Courtney's like going.
It would have been over for us immediately.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
What am I going to do when we're through?
Leave.
Video game consoles. Believe it or not, video game consoles. You know, and women are not a big fan of it. Not all women. I'm just saying some. Because they look for that and they think, okay, it's a gamer, it's a guy that's going to be...
It might be somebody that they've been with that was addicted to it.
Maybe, but a lot of guys have it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I feel like a lot do. Yeah.
What's in the fridge? A lot of women will look for stuff in the fridge. Now, I can't even imagine a woman coming over to my apartment and then opening the fridge.
Well, she might do it discreetly.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe.
I'm going to get some water.
Yeah.
Maybe like peeking in the medicine cabinet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, like just bare bones, like, you know, you could make maybe French toast and that's about it, right?
My refrigerator looked like that too when I was that age.
Or had strange food in it, or it was filled with nothing but Bud Light, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all telltale signs. Photos of other women or random jewelry. Women see that stuff. We don't put that away. I'm just saying, I don't know, but I'm saying guys are kind of
dumb.
Right. Wilted house plants, another one that women.
We sound like we're like.
No, I'm just saying this is a list of things that women see when they go to the apartment. Mm-hmm. Listen, you take an inventory. It's like what is it? Not Transformer, but Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator.
Know, the Terminator. He looks around and everything. You know, all this stuff is you're inputting, and you may not say be writing it down, or this may, you know, but you notice it.
I noticed it, but I overlooked it. Ryan had a stack of laundry that went to the ceiling. I mean, he had it in a corner of his room. It was behind his door. And it went from the floor almost to the top of the door.
Do you ever wonder why Ryan didn't have any other woman in his life but you?
He was.
That ever crossed your mind?
Right. He was wonderful when I met him. I totally overlooked
now,
it. He took you know, it filled up the whole entire back of his car. He would take it home and his mom would do his laundry.
Oh, Lord.
We would do that, too. You would run out. You'd wear the very last thing and then you'd put everything on your bed sheet. And hobo, yes. You'd have a gigantic hobo bag that you were carrying to the laundromat, and you do laundry all day. That's why we used to do it.
The girls next door had a
washer dryer,
and so he'd do stuff there. But if he knew he was going home to see his parents, he'd let it build up. But I was like so blind by love, and I still would if I had to go back and do it. And I saw all that stuff. I still wouldn't trade him for $1 million.
Where does dog poop come on the list?
right.
Like, that's an issue. Like, watch out for the minefield.
And he doesn't own a dog.
Come on. If their house already looks like that, they are not responsible enough to have a dog at that point. Come on.
Minefield. All right. Last thing they noticed, size of your bed. I always would get like a very small bed to make everything look bigger.
You had a race car bed, right, didn't you? Let's go for a ride, lady.
I know you got to scrunch up a little bit, but it's worth it.
Here's Lance with traffic.
Sponsored by ADT. Ruh-roh, we got problems on
198. That's kind of the way I feel about a letter I received here from Ryan, Marissa, and Bridget Buchmuller, or Buckmiller. You know, in St. Louis, you never know. Buchmuller.
Because I know a
Miller and
a Mueller.
And
a Mueller.
I know. Yeah, me too. Same way. And they wrote, as my wife, daughter, and I prepare to leave St. Louis for Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I wanted to send you and the rest of the Phillips & Company Morning Show a heartfelt thank you. You've been a constant during the last 30 years of almost constant change. I have listed a few of the highlights that come to mind. From a big fan of both Guy and the Phillips & Company show. I started listening in the late fall of 87 when my sister and I would drive to high school. I continued to listen to you during my years as commuter student at UMSL. I have fond memories of you bantering back and forth with Bob Richards and the Weather Raps. I remember how you'd say, okay, bye-bye, and then going to Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. That's what we used to close the show out that way.
Until Courtney ruined it.
Until Courtney said, we got to get rid of that.
It's not totally all me.
In 2005, I was living in New Orleans and survived Hurricane Katrina. I did not evacuate until after Katrina blew through and devastated New Orleans. When I finally made it home to St. Louis, I attended the St. Louis County Fair and Air Show and the Spirit of St. Louis at the Spirit of St. Louis Airport with a buddy of mine from UMSL, and he introduced us. I was grateful that you guys took the time to listen to my experiences there and the care and concern that you showed me. The last 2 years, I've been back in St. Louis for some advanced training for my career, listening to Phillips & Company during a rather lengthy commute. The last couple of years has been a true joy, a great way to start the day. To me, Phillips & Company is as much a part of St. Louis as Ted Drew's, Grant's Farm, the Arch, the Cardinals, the Blues. But unfortunately, you did not make it into the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Well, he's going to stick it to you at the end of the
day. Really, right? At least this year. But you and the entire Phillips & Company Morning Show are Hall of Famers in my book. Thanks again for the memories. You guys are awesome. Sincerely, Ryan, Marissa, and Bridget Buckmiller.
What a great letter.
Isn't that a nice letter? Mm-hmm. It's everything you work for in this business, really, you know, to make a personal connection with people and to have them send you money.
That still hasn't happened.
As far as you know, he pocketed the money from the letter.
Yeah, through email? How's that, Bitcoin?
Sure.
That's right, okay.
Say it's from email.
All right, here's Jen with your fake news.
And it's brought to you by First Community. Fund your teenager's busy summer without having to get cash. It's easy with a First Pay prepaid card from First Community. Learn more at firstcommunity.com. Sun and 91 today, but just hold on.
Oh, it gets better.
Nope. It's going to get way, way worse. And that's we'll talk about that a little bit in the news.
Could be part of my weight loss program. Just falling down outdoors.
Right. 74 now. Sunscreen properly, at least. And Lance Hildebrand ahead of the news with traffic.
Sponsored by Shack Shine. Northbound 55.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Y98, Ed Sheeran, 812. He'll be in St. Louis in the fall. And he was also on the first episode of the season 7 last night of Game of Thrones. Last night, Kim and Guy watched the very first episode of Game of Thrones.
Hey, hey, what'd you think?
Well, aside from my wife sitting there going like this,
ow, oh, yeah,
covering her eyes like, you know, when they behead a guy, it's like, I want to see where the blood goes, you know.
See how good this
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah. They cut off a head and throw it on the ground. Okay, this is, how's that look?
Spoiler alert. Just kidding. I am never going to watch that show, oh, ever.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So, you know, she covered her eyes for the whole, it was like.
How did you watch it?
Like this?
No, did you watch it on HBO Go? Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was on demand. HBO on demand.
Oh, okay, because they take them away a lot.
Yeah.
They do?
But I think they bring them back, especially
they probably
when they
brought it back for the new seasons.
Yes. We have all the seasons.
Because I tried to look last year when Kevin wanted us, we promised him we'd watch three episodes.
Oh, they probably want you to buy it.
But I have HBO, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I feel like all the seasons should always be there.
I think I agree with you if you buy HBO, but we've got Spectrum on demand. So maybe it's different. I don't know. Hmm. Entertainment is so confusing these days, but we watched it, and at the end of the thing, I thought, that'll be the only time I ever see that show. And because Kim said, that's my new favorite show. I can't believe all the death and the gory stuff, and she wouldn't even look at it. And now we're, you know, she goes, let's watch another. It's 9 o'clock now, last night. Really? Okay.
If we hurry, we can pick up on season 7 next week.
Yeah, right, exactly. If we hurry, right.
Well, with the heat, you might as well just stay in and bunker down.
Yeah. Okay, so real quickly, Cardinals, just...
What happened? I didn't watch any
TV. It's hard to watch. Just
weekend.
Hard to watch. Lance, you were talking... And by the way, Lance, I meant to tell you, Carrie called in a ladder.
Oh, okay.
Forest Park Parkway on the ramp onto 170 South. I forgot about that. Thank you, Carrie, for calling in. Al Hrabowski said something that was kind of telling on the broadcast, you know, because I think our broadcasters, as most broadcasters are, tied to a club or whatever, they're going to be a little homery, mm-hmm. you know. Why don't you tell everybody what Al Hrabowski said, Lance?
They were just talking about the makeup of the team. And Al Hrabowski said, well, John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh, I think that's mm-hmm. the new GM's yep. name, they think this team can win. I don't, is what he said. And it's like, hey, I like that honesty.
Me too.
And he predicted it correctly because they didn't. Another ninth inning loss, bottom of the ninth in Pittsburgh. That was two of them this weekend. It's just, pardon me, they won 4-0 on Saturday, but... I mean, in between, you know, sandwiched in between a couple of losses that are just so incredibly hard to watch. I just can't, it's just like not interesting anymore because you know the outcome.
There was another time during the telecast yesterday where I think they were both, Dan McLaughlin and Al, were kind of honest where they were talking about Magnus Sierra.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how exciting he is and fast and, you know, he's a young guy and he brings the spark to the club.
And we sent him down.
And then Dan said, you know, and I think a lot of this season, this has been kind of a monotonous club to watch. And this kind of spark and speed is something mm-hmm. that's exciting that has been missing from this team all season. So I think there was a lot of honesty on that baseball telecast yesterday.
Yeah. I think most people feel the frustration. I mean, because mm-hmm. we're languishing in third place, just can't seem to get our... You know, and, yeah. mm-hmm. and I think we're playing some lazy baseball. And this is just from a, you know, I'm a casual fan. I mean, I love baseball, but I'm just saying that the games I watch, I see so much just laziness and mistakes like I've never seen before. in a Cardinal organization.
Yeah, someone last week was comparing this team to the 2011 World Series Cardinals, only in that they were way behind by the All-Star. You know, at the All-Star break, people had kind of already counted that team out. You had lots of injuries. You know, they had a big deficit to overcome, and they ended up winning the World Series. But they said there are some major differences. You don't have Albert Pujols and Matt Holliday and someone else who was like a huge hitter for the team that season. You don't have the depth that that team had. Wait, 2011.
We didn't have Albert Pujols in 2011.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. When would he leave? In 12?
After 11.
Yeah, right after 11. You didn't have, I mean, David Freese had a phenomenal season. You just don't have all these players having phenomenal seasons this year.
Yeah, you know, anything's possible. You know, don't count anybody out. You just never know, you know, but we're in a really sloppy division. We're playing the Mets, tonight in New York. I like when we play East Coast because it's an early start.
Yeah.
So you can get the agony over and still enjoy your evening. but the fact is that it's just not fun to watch because you just have an expectation that we're not going to pull it off. I don't know.
Game of Thrones is looking better and better.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, sorry, but that was a long baseball break, and we said really very little that you didn't already know. Justin Timberlake made sure a woman was okay after she got hit with a golf ball. He was playing in this celebrity tournament in Tahoe. They do it every year. And he's a good golfer, by the way. He's like a 4 or 5 handicap, isn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that. He's actually pretty good. But this woman was like 30 feet in front of the tee box, and somebody in his foursome teed off and hit her. Can you imagine how hard that must have hit this woman?
I can. Ooh.
She was okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. It happened.
I can.
Well, yeah, I know.
I was that far away.
I know.
Wow. She has the scar to prove it.
It was a full swing.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a pitch. I mean, it was a 60-degree wedge or something. Yeah. But it hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah, right.
But Nick did sign his glove for me and gave it to me.
Nick did?
Yes.
Your boyfriend? I like the way he kneels down and signs and then he walks off. Here's a glove. What good is that going to do me? You know, I got a hematoma. Ryan Lochte cleared of all charges related to his drunken hijinks in Rio last year. A court ruled.
I wouldn't call it hijinks. I mean,
it really was.
Someone held them at gunpoint, right?
Yeah, it wasn't hijinks.
And made up a story.
Court ruled that lying in an interview with NBC did not constitute filing a false report. The prosecutor could still appeal, but looks like he's off the hook. Roger Federer, for those of you who like tennis, won his record 8th Wimbledon. Is that incredible?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It is. He passed Pete Sampras and some other guy who's won 7. William Renshaw, I don't know him.
Never heard of him.
Billy Renshaw, I like to call him. And of course, Venus made it to the women's finals this year, but lost to of Spain. O.J. Simpson's parole hearing is going to happen soon. In fact, it's scheduled for this Thursday, and it's expected to air live on ESPN. Now, really? would that interest? He's 70 years old.
It does interest me. I'm sorry, it does.
It does interest me too.
It does interest me.
I thought maybe I was the only one. I'm glad you said that.
No,
I would watch that.
No, I don't think I would watch it. But I am kind of curious, only because of the possible because of all the concussions and the fact that that could possibly weigh into the I don't know if it ever would come out, but because the NFL players had those concussions, could that have possibly led to his
being a
behavior?
Murderer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this isn't what the parole hearing.
No. The parole hearing. Here's the deal. He's been in jail how long now?
Gosh, 8 years.
Yeah, I think it's 8 or 9.
Yeah. And it's really, in Nevada, it's based on how you are...
As a prisoner?
Yeah, as a prisoner. And he's been a model prisoner, they say. Ugh. So,
it's nice he's not in our world right now.
Right. I kind of, would like it to stay that way.
But I feel like I've been so invested in his whole story, like through my radio career, that I am interested to see
what
happens.
It interests me. Yeah, I would be watching. And finally, a world record. World record in the 100-meter dash. Did you see this? 101-year-old woman, Julia Hurricane Hawkins.
Yes.
Hurricane. Julia Hurricane Hawkins ran the 100-meter dash at the Louisiana Track and Field Outdoor Masters Championship on Saturday in 40.12 seconds, beating the current certified world record for women aged 100 and older by 6 seconds.
6 seconds? That's a long time.
Yeah, it really is. She said, here was a quote, "I missed my nap for this."
I like her. That's my girl.
What was the time?
40.12 seconds.
Wow.
The other one was 46. 24 or something.
And kudos, a Saturday in July in New Orleans could not have been.
I know,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
She was born in 1916.
That's good awesome.
She's got four kids, three grandchildren, and one great grandchild. There you go. She likes showing off, she says, to her family.
Lance on the brand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors.
Big. Sponsored by Dirt Cheap. Summer's hot beer should be cold, and no one knows cold beer better than Dirt Cheap. Grab all your favorite ice-cold brews for float trips, barbecues, and pool parties on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Facts you didn't know about the voices behind your favorite Disney cartoons. E! News went through 60 random facts, but we're just going to pull a couple that you might like. Tom Hanks voiced Woody in Toy Story. One of the main reasons he decided to take that part was because he used to wonder if his toys came to life when no one was there. And Tim Allen ended up playing Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story after it was turned down by Chevy Chase. It was also...
He's made some great career moves, hasn't
right?
he?
Right? Oh. Also offered to Billy Crystal, he passed, but then must have realized his error, and that's maybe why he ended up playing Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc. I've got my eye on you, Wazowski. Always watching you. No? All right, moving on.
It's Monday. Yeah. It was a lot for Monday.
That's a very good Roz. I was impressed.
It's very entertaining.
Walt Disney was the voice of Mickey Mouse until 1946 when Jimmy McDonald took over. It's always Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy McDonald.
He said that Walt got too busy, but other people have said his voice was so damaged from smoking he couldn't do it anymore. And also, Queen of the Wicked Women. The woman who voiced the evil stepmom in Cinderella also did the voice of Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty. Her name was Eleanor Audley. That was before you became a big celebrity, just for voicing all of these
fascinating.
People.
Fascinating. This is fascinating.
And speaking of becoming a big celebrity from a movie, I mean, Frozen didn't get any bigger than that. Idina Menzel actually originally auditioned for Tangled, the role of Rapunzel, which went to Mandy Moore. But she got passed over. And then when the creators of Frozen saw the footage, they offered Elsa to her. Listen.
Adele Mazim?
Adina Menzel. We can't even remember her mispronounced.
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah.
Isn't that it? You're right.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's Monday. George Romero has died at 77 from an aggressive form of lung cancer. He was the director of Night of the Living Dead and tons of zombie movies. And someone said yesterday on Twitter, he created the modern zombie. Everything, the infectious bite, having to shoot them in the head, everything.
Slow moving?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. He used his zombies as like a form of social commentary. And when it comes to The Walking Dead, someone asked him about The Walking Dead, huge show on AMC. Not a fan. He was not a fan at all. He said The Walking Dead is just a soap opera with a zombie occasionally. I always use the zombie as a character for satire or a political criticism, and I find that missing in what's happening now. Yeah, I also think that George would take issue with the fact that they mow their lawn still with this zombie apocalypse.
And let's not. And they don't all have long hair either.
Yeah.
And they should all have crazy long hair. What did he, I wonder if he made any comments about any other zombie movies, like the parody, The Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I bet he liked that.
Probably.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like if he said he used it for satire.
Yeah. Game of Thrones season 7 premiere last night. We have it online at Y98.com. Ed Sheeran's cameo, which included him singing. War for the Planet of the Apes, number one at the box office this weekend. Oh, and we did just mention Disney cartoons. Disney has finally cast Aladdin. Will Smith. Really? Will Smith as, Will Smith as the genie.
I think that's
not
fine.
As Aladdin. Yeah. As the genie.
I see it.
Yeah, I could.
I see it.
He's pretty all over the place.
I agree.
We'll see.
It's hard to compare Robin Williams and the job he did. I mean, my God, that guy was just, he just ad-libbed in the studio and they made a movie around him.
They could have gotten Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know if you ever seen Kazam.
I have not.
Yes.
Wow.
But, hey, try this Icy Hot. It's something special. My back feels better already.
Jodie Whittaker, the 35-year-old actress, has been cast as the first woman to play the main character on Doctor Who. The 13th actor to play the Doctor. This is a big deal for Doctor Who fans.
I think it's a great deal because I've never seen any of the other ones. So... go for
You're
it.
You're like, Doctor Who?
Yeah, right.
I believe it's Doctor Whom.
And just last week, we learned that See You Again, the song from the Furious 7 soundtrack, passed Gangnam Style as the most watched video on YouTube. But Charlie Puth almost didn't make it on the song. He co-wrote it and co-produced it. But back then, Charlie Puth was nobody. I mean, he hadn't had a song yet. That was his big break. And the producers of the movie wanted a big name. They were actually looking at Sam Smith at the time, who was like on fire with Stay With Me and all of his songs. So a week before the movie came out, they said they were replacing his vocals. But because Charlie co-wrote and co-produced it, he said no. Said, that's great. Your movie comes out in a week and I'm not giving you the song. And then he hung up the phone.
That takes
some bees, especially since you
are
young
guy. Nobody knows. Right.
Yeah.
He said he knew
he had him up against the wall.
Yeah.
He said they backed down. His vocals stayed in there. He ended up being featured heavily in the video and he owes his entire career really to that song. So good for sticking to your guns. Charla Poof. Celebrity birthdays now. Happy birthday. You share it with the St. Louisan. Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
42.
Oh, no.
Bill S. Preston Esquire. How old is he?
Well, wait, that was in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And he was 20-something. He had to be 20.
You think Keanu Reeves is 42?
I think he's 10 years
old. Oh, no. Who is it? Keanu Reeves?
No,
it's Alex Winter. Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah. I know, but it's Alex Winter's birthday.
I'm going to say 52.
Right?
52 is it.
Good job,
I see. You were saying I was way undershooting.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Don't hassle the Hoff. It's his birthday today.
67.
No.
64.
What I was going to say.
65.
Oh, wow. All right, Courtney.
Courtney, you're
try for three.
I'm not. I mean, I had to go in between all of those.
He's getting all that Medicare literature.
Lance, you go first this time.
Okay.
Donald Sutherland.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 80.
It's Simply Juice. He does those ads.
Oh, no.
It's Simply Juice.
No.
It's Simply Juice. Is that better when I laugh?
84.
Well, that's a good guess.
Too. I say 86.
Ooh.
82.
Yay!
Man, we got three right on the head. Mm. Go buy a lottery ticket.
No. I'm going to go buy Simply Juice.
That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Sponsored by You Move Me. All right.
Zen. And Lisa Carr, Phillips Cumming Morning Show. Enjoy the day today. Tomorrow, all hell breaks loose. At least it'll feel like it. Seriously, it's going to be pretty nasty. Tomorrow, 96. And then Wednesday, 99. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, temperatures into triple digits. Now, we don't always see that in St. Louis. We have the humidity, you know that. But once it gets up to that 100-degree mark, the heat indices just shoot up. So we might see... it might feel, the real feel would be somewhere in the low 100 teens, like, 115. All right. So just take all the precautions you can. Remember your animals. Remember, kids in cars. You can't even believe how people, I just read something over the weekend. I don't even want to bring it up, but.
Be smart.
Come on.
Right.
All right. I played the most fun game that I've ever played this past weekend. And this is going to be of no interest to you. Guy Phillips.
To me.
Yes.
Is this a drinking game?
No. It's a game that, like, your wife would love. She just got back from a girls' weekend.
She did.
At the Lake of the Ozarks. Right. I believe her friends, her group of friends, have been friends as long as my group of friends.
Yes.
They've been...
Right. Yeah, I got it hanging out, right?
For over 20 years.
Okay.
So, through the 20s, through the teens. Mm-hmm. Okay. My friend Aletha loves a game, so she brought pool beer pong down. That was fun. We played a lot. Ooh. And on our five photos, you'll be able to see it in action.
Yeah. I believe we have that set in Florida.
See, that's what I'm telling you. Wow. Your wife and I mm-hmm. are similar. So this game is called...
It's good. Drinking and swimming.
Don't try this at home, kids.
It's like, you know,
try to fish out somebody on the bottom of the pool. They're stuck to the thing. I can't...
Very shallow water. But anyway, we played this game called Pickwits. Okay? Now, remember when Cards Against Humanity was huge a couple years ago? And it's funny the first time you play, but then it's never funny again because you're already shocked the first time you play. This game kicks its butt. And the reason why is because one thing that our friends did that they don't do. So you get all these cards and it's similar to Cards Against Humanity. Somebody reads them and then everyone throws their pictures in. Well, they brought all these pictures of all of us.
Pictures like old school pictures from when, I love it.
When we were, and my sister won. Any picture you got of my sister was always the winner because she was the butt of all the jokes.
Like, I don't get it. So how do they? Okay, how do you get the pictures?
Well, they gathered them before we got down there. We didn't even know about it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You go and gather pictures.
They had a ton of pictures of all of us. We've been together for 30 years.
Yeah. All right, okay. All right, I got it.
Through your lifetime.
And right. Back in the day before you took pictures digitally and could delete the ones that didn't look good.
Right, they're all printed.
Yeah.
All there's the bad ones.
Someone's eyes are closed.
And like somebody reads the card, it says bad hair day. Everybody throws their picture in. And then the person that read the card picks the winner out of those pictures. And then you get talking about memories. I mean, they have everything like, that's going to leave a mark. I mean, I know I have several bruise pictures in my repertoire, photos taken of me.
So it involves the photographs. So you got to have the photographs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you have a group of friends that have been together for years.
You steal pictures out. You know what? You could even get random pictures of like people you don't know. And
it's actually, it does. It really, I can see how that.
Memories.
No
and
question
then the
about
stories
it.
Come. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were laughing.
And then you'll remember stuff that somebody else doesn't remember.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember a lot.
Surprise.
I know. But it is.
Pickwits. So you can buy the game.
You can buy the cards.
But then you have to supply.
Yes.
Photos.
And if everybody brings like a little stack of 30 cards, nobody knows
what's
in there.
Yeah.
So does everybody bring pictures or just one, the person that has
everybody
the game?
Everybody can bring pictures.
Okay.
That's the good idea. But they didn't tell us about it beforehand. They wanted to surprise us.
It was an ingenious idea.
Oh
so how long do you play? And it's really not a game because you don't win.
It's whoever has the most pictures at the end.
Oh, I got
because
it.
Because they're... What they threw in there was the winner.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, who cares? It's just funny.
Who comes up with it? You know, it's like, that's really kind of a cool idea.
I know. If she could have thought of it, like, there's no way to market it herself now but your own pictures makes it fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They supply you with pictures in this thing, but don't do that.
What about videos? All right, never mind. I'm coming up with a new, you know, we're stepping it up to the next.
I know, you liked it. You know how this could be better?
Videos. But they all have to be on beta. Right?
You go work on that.
All right, then. With a final look at the rush hour, which wasn't too terrible this morning.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Here's Lance.
Had its moments, good and bad.
198, former NBA star and St. Louis alum, St. Louis University alum, Larry Hughes is our guest tomorrow on the morning show. He's coming in to talk to us about...
About what?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, they're bringing the Hoop It Up back to St. Louis.
Oh, Hoop It Up.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Larry Hughes is a part of that.
Cool.
So
I couldn't remember. It just slipped my mind. I mean, I knew about this last week.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So I knew he was coming in, and I thought, oh, I don't know why.
Yeah, so around this time tomorrow.
Okay. Five things you should never do at work. Number one, come in contagious.
Yes.
I try not to, but I hate calling in sick.
I don't like calling in sick either, because so many people do it. As a regular, I shouldn't say as a regular, I'm throwing everybody under the bus. I don't know what people do, but I know that there are people, I've seen people that were sick at work that weren't at work that I saw somewhere else.
Yes. But on the flip side, I had to walk around with a mask last year because there are people who showed up to work sick, brought sick kids around. There was one day where I walked into the building and someone said, oh, stay away from whoever had just walked through the doors. They're like, they just get back from urgent care and they have a bronchitis. Yeah. And I'm like, why did they come back?
If I don't have fever,
back?
I come in. Like, if my, I know, my voice goes out sometimes. That just, it happens.
I get it. I get it.
But that's why we keep getting sick is because it just like circulates
right,
you know, around.
We're pretty good as a group.
We are very good as a group, I feel like.
Anyway, I just and just a side note, if you're sick, don't tell me. You're not going to get my sympathy. Oh, I'm so sick. You know, especially after talking to you for a few minutes. You don't look so good. I'm so sick. And sick is a word that spreads germs. Sick. I'm sick.
You're right.
I'm sick.
A lot of pushing out of.
Yeah. By the way, I read this morning that there is a company in the Philippines. This is going to be now a trend that's giving time off for breakups when relationships end, because they're a company that counts on creativity of their employees, and they say you can't be creative.
I think it's a good idea.
Breakup leave.
It's also not like you come in and you don't talk about it with your coworkers. You totally do, and you bring all their creativity down. Probably
that's
too.
Probably try, right. Yeah. So it's.
I feel like pet loss too should be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get, like if you've lost your wallet or you think you lose a credit card, you should have some time off for that. Takes forever to call and straighten that stuff up. I think that'd be a good idea, don't you?
No.
And if you ever find a rip in a seam, good Lord. I think we should have more time off. That's all I'm saying. Dressing inappropriately.
I think everybody around here dresses
pretty well.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. I haven't seen too much inappropriate dress, but mm-mm. Some people use poor judgment when it comes to that stuff. Talking politics. Especially these days.
I don't think we have a lot of, I mean, you know, there's.
We try not to.
There aren't people smart enough around here to talk about politics. I'm kidding. I don't know.
We have lighter fare to discuss.
Yeah.
Well, on the air we do, but, you know, office stuff, you know, can get heated, don't you think?
Yes.
I've seen it before. You guys, and we lived through a couple of people here that were adamant about something, and they actually damaged some equipment here.
They did?
Yes.
Who?
I'm not on the air. Mm.
You usually don't have a problem with it.
I know, right? No, I don't think it was while you guys were here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carter Davis? Does that ring a bell?
No. Sounds like a fake name.
Craig?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Craig. Mm-hmm.
All right. Volunteering all the time. Going above and beyond is a good way to get on your manager's good side. But what happens is not only do the other employees think you're goody two shoes.
They resent you.
They resent you. You spread yourself thin.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, expect it from you. It's like, you know, if you put in a long day and you happen to, like, we put in a long day, and if I leave it at noon, I get here at 4:15 in the morning. That's a 8-hour day. But if you leave at 10 one morning, it's like, where are you going? I'm not beholden to you, you know, but people see what you do. And so don't volunteer a lot.
I don't even understand that one.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
What?
Why does anybody care if somebody volunteers a lot? Good for you.
I think it should be individual. People.
Nobody cares whether you do it, but if you do it a lot, what you're going to do is people are going to recognize that. Oh, they're always first on the sign-up sheet to bring a potato.
Yeah, rephrase
the casserole party.
Let someone else volunteer first. Say that.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And complaining too much. Complaining too much. It's one thing to occasionally gripe about your workload, but the more you complain at work, the more likely you are to say something that could get you into trouble. Amen. Let me say something about
that. Oh, no. Please don't.
Studio 98 featuring. Think in the middle of the
lessons I've learned. Hello, 939. America, you're not flying well these days. I think that there are lots of incidents. Think about how many millions of people fly every single year. Think about that. Right. How many millions of people? There's going to be stuff happening. But now everybody goes to social media when it happens, and then they pick up on these stories. There was one, an American Airlines flight was grounded yesterday afternoon, Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina, because one passenger's flatulence was so bad that the other people on the flight were getting nauseous.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Well, I mean,
what are you doing?
Well, it can't be grounded.
Can't
it had to be delayed.
It?
No, I mean, what if you're sick?
No, you can't hold it.
You know, what if you're really... Yeah.
You're not supposed to hold it. We're not designed to hold it.
I think you can. I think you should hold it on a flight.
I think most of those seats absorb that. And they should start putting charcoal. Huh? Yeah, it is true. It's like a cushy material.
Sometimes there's just thick ones that you can't get out of.
You're right.
It sounds like they just kept doing it, though.
Well, they were sick. I mean,
if you're that sick, should you be flying on a plane?
Yes.
I don't know. All right, let me give you another one, okay? So we feel differently about that. Ann Coulter, conservative columnist, television celebrity, whatever you want to call
it. She's so much fun.
So regardless of how you feel about her politically, she paid for a extra leg room. She's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she's tall.
Yeah. And she paid for extra leg room on, I believe it was a United Airlines flight.
Yeah, they have a couple rows where there's a little bit more room in between chairs.
Right. And apparently they gave her seat up to somebody else. And she bitched about it.
Well, yeah, you paid extra for it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
that's your seat.
And so she went online and started ripping them a little bit. And then they got into a little.
United did? United came back at them?
I think it was Delta.
Was it Delta? God, I hate to do that.
I think it was Delta.
Oh, yeah. United's the one that knocks you out.
Yes.
And then drags you off. They don't advertise on the show, do they? Well, there goes that client.
Delta like shot back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they knew she was an easy target to get in a fight with.
Right.
I don't know. I side with Anne.
I do too.
And it's funny because we talked about it this morning. People are attacking her because of her political views, not because of what happened.
No. Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, only $30, because that's what it turned out to be. Well, you know what they should have done immediately? Said, we'll try to accommodate you. If you can't, here's your money back. But you know, they were like, hey, you know, this happened. Sorry. You know, she goes, well, you know, I paid for this. I reserved this.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't blame her.
I don't either.
No.
I don't know. It's weird. And by the way, I saw this also. This was United Airlines. They sent a rapper's dog to the wrong city. And it just, the only reason, and it's a little French bulldog puppy.
Oh, I love a French bulldog.
I know. They're cute. Anyway, they sent it to, and the rapper's name is School Boy Q. S small c capital H O O L boy. So I'm saying School Boy Q.
That's the only reason you did the story.
That's the only reason I did the story. Right? Here's a funny story. A guy in Washington had issues with his neighbor. So what do? You mow the word a-hole into your lawn with an arrow pointing to their house.
That took some work.
Yeah. And it does. And Google's Earth mapping satellite picked it up. So did you put it online?
It's online, and I'll tell you what, this guy's got some mad mowing skills.
I'm telling you.
It's nice. Wow. It's not just a typical...
I want to see
it. Then he put some weed killer in there so it turned brown so you could see it even better.
The big old arrow. And of course, the guy next door wouldn't see it, right?
Right.
Oh, he does now. He hears all about it.
Love this one, too. There was a picture of a woman who ordered, you know, sometimes, you know, moms just don't know the technology, especially older moms. And so this guy from Troy, Ohio, posted a picture of his mom and her order from Domino's. She forgot to add sauce or cheese, so the pizza that was delivered was just baked dough with pepperoni on top. It had nothing else on it.
No, it normally comes with sauce and cheese.
Yeah, you don't have to order sauce and cheese pizza.
No, that's a bunch of, come on.
I'm just
on their app.
On their app, online.
I think you're right.
No, but online, I've done it before. If you don't pick like extra sauce, light on sauce, extra cheese, it just gives you the standard default sauce
Come
and
on.
Cheese.
Listen, I'm just telling you.
That's a problem with their app then.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you think if you ordered pepperoni pizza, you're going to get with cheese and sauce?
Exactly.
Why would you have to put that on there?
But maybe she checked no sauce, no cheese, thinking it was sauce and cheese.
No,
I'm just saying. You know, I don't know how it happened.
I think that glitch has been fixed on the app.
I would hope. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and finally, good news for those of you who are trying to lose some weight. A big breakfast, and this is good for us for our Nothing Could Be Finer Than to Be in Your Diner tour that's going on. We're going to be in Florissant at Florissant City Diner this Thursday starting at 6 in the morning. Details online at y98.com. But go light on the dinner and have your biggest meal of the day, breakfast. If you have a giant breakfast, it aids in your weight loss. Skimp on the dinner. Eat the big breakfast.
It makes sense. Just like you're supposed to like back time your dinner and not eat right before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you should eat at least like have your last bite to eat. We're talking about dessert, any sort of snacks or cravings, like at least 2 hours before you go to bed. Right. I feel like I wake up a little slimmer when I'm not.
What's that expression? Eat like a king at breakfast.
Something
a prince at lunch and a pauper at dinner. Yeah. Anyway, so they say the scales your weight loss can be achieved by eating smaller amounts more frequently, and it doesn't really register on the scale. But digesting large amounts of food, eaten at one sitting, actually burns a significant number of calories, so the potential for weight gain is reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Serve it up. That's all I got.
Good job.
Thanks a lot. 946.
The music you hear on...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.